At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the vibe check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... on those good vibes this Friday morning. Thank you guys for tuning in. All of our friends are here this morning. Why wouldn't they be?
I know.
Who's here, Breeze?
So many people. Ashley's here. She says, good morning. Vibes are high. Very excited for the weekend. Cynthia's here. She said, so excited for Pride. This is what Rochester has been needing. Couldn't agree with you more, Cynthia. Megan is here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Vibes are high today. I went to Cruel Summer last night. And it was awesome. Good morning and happy Friday from Nico and Steven.
Hey-o.
Vibes are all the way up for the weekend. Just going to relax and catch up on the house. Love you both so much. Have a great weekend. You know who hasn't checked in a while? Amy from Sodas. Where are you, my girl?
I know we
are
haven't heard
okay?
from Amy in quite some time.
Yes. So, yeah, what's going on with you? How was everything?
Pretty good. Last night was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I got home, was in bed by 9:30, the latest. Today, as soon as the show's over with, I'm going to go see my buddy at his Oasis in his backyard.
Oh,
love.
Do
some swimming, grill out. Tonight I have a charity event I'm attending.
Love.
So, yeah, it's gonna be a fun day. See my buddies tomorrow night for dinner who are in town. And then probably hang with the fam on Sunday.
Cute.
But yeah, a lot to look forward to. How's everything in your world?
Awesome. What's happening tonight? Tonight I have a pre-Pride Pong tournament. It's wig theme, so we're all wearing wigs.
That's right. Which one is yours?
I have a mullet. I don't know which one I'm wearing. My girlfriend ordered it. But yeah, my girlfriend and I are going in mullets. And then tomorrow, obviously, Pride.
So what time are you showing up?
Noon?
Because you're going to do a couple of announcements too, right?
Yeah, I have to be on stage, I think, at like 1:30.
But the parade starts early.
At 11. Yeah.
Got it. But I think the parade goes from 11 to 12.
Yeah, and then it all just goes into the catch-all of Highland Park. And it goes till 6. So you have time to get there and bop around and see what's going on. Again, do not show up to Cops Hill. That's not where it's going to be. It is going to be at Highland Park where Lilac Festival is.
That's right. I would recommend just taking an Uber if you can, because parking is always
nightmare.
It sucks. I'm not going to lie.
Absolute nightmare. So yeah, plan ahead for that. Also, be sure to stay hydrated. Don't drink too much and not drink water, because I mean
the sun will be out all day tomorrow.
It will be, and I don't want you to pass out like I did. So yeah, good vibes, good weekend, very excited, and that's really all I got.
Okay, that works for us. Guys, there is a new lounge that just did a hard launch last night. It is officially open. I'm going to tell you this cool spot that just opened, where you can find it, and why I guess you would definitely consider this a speakeasy. I think the city needs more of them. I'll tell you what it is, where it's located, coming up next on the show.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY mornings, Moose, Breezy. Happy Friday, you guys. Vanny's Jazz Lounge is officially open. They had a hard launch last night. This is a new spot for jazz enthusiasts right here in Rochester. Or if you're just a cocktail lover, but the venue is going to feature specialty cocktails with a variety of finger foods. Again, it's a jazz lounge, so don't even think about trying to order the pancakes. Finger foods only. So order a bowl of olives. There's going to be live jazz performances every night that they're open. And the lounge is inspired by In pays tribute to Rochester legend Giovanni Ledestri, who owns the downtown East End building. Music will be central to the lounge's atmosphere, with performances planned for most of their operating hours. But the doors open at 4. This is at the Inn on Broadway. It's located within that hotel restaurant. So if you are interested in checking this place out, and I hate that I'm giving this away on the radio because now everyone's going to want to go. We're going to have to wait in line. But it's not about me. So visitors should be prepared for an unconventional entrance. So think speakeasy. So if you want to check this place out, you just have to be prepared.
Do they have to say like a code word or something?
They don't say. I think you're just looking for the door. But there is some effort required on your part once inside to find where Vanny's is actually located.
Interesting.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
I do love places like this. I used to
There's definitely a couple here in the city.
What's the name of another one?
What's it called? Like the Birdcage or something. It's literally right in Fairport.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, Pig, Blind Pig. That's
yes,
what it's called.
Blind Pig.
The Birdcage. That's in Canandaigua. That's literally on the lake.
I love these type of joints. I used to get my haircut at a place where, you know, they'd move one of the counters and it was a staircase and you go downstairs and it was this cocktail lounge.
Oh,
it was very classy.
I like love all of that moment for everyone. I just think of like fire safety. That's all I think about. Like, one way in, one way out. I'm like, but that's called anxiety. Thank you, Moose, for that. That we're very excited for that new spot. Listen, they really do say, who said this? Bowling for Soup, High School Never Ends.
Yeah.
They really did say that. And when you put a couple of mean girls in a crowd and a big bowl of antipasto, that's it's a recipe for disaster.
We'll play you the audio of why this one mom is getting so much love after being treated so badly and just humiliated by people she's never even met. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Take a listen to this audio of a mom who went viral on social media after sharing how she was just absolutely humiliated by people she doesn't even know.
So awkward.
So I was invited to a 4th of July party by my son's best friend's mother. I'm new to this area. I just moved 1,000 miles away to be here. So I made an antipasto salad, like this big, gorgeous salad. And I asked, I was so gracious. I kept reiterating that. Thank you so much for like inviting me. I don't know anybody here. Like, I get there, honestly, never been treated like this before. So I walk into the house, but I was like trying to introduce myself to everybody. Not even 5 minutes in the door and somebody walks in the house and is like, are you going to introduce yourself to somebody? Like, it's really rude to walk into somebody's house and not introduce yourself. He's absolutely flipping out outside about some stranger. And I was like so confused. I looked like a deer caught in headlights because I thought I was invited. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I don't even know whose house this is. And the girl goes, exactly. You shouldn't be in here. And there's all these people just angrily looking at me and like nasty, and one guy was like, welcome to the neighborhood, see you later. And I was like, okay, I've never been treated like that. Like, I left the salad for them. It was like probably a $40 salad. I used all the really nice Italian cut meats and like all the vegetables from my yard. I just wanted to make a good impression.
Yeah, that's
just
sad.
The antipasto salad.
We gotta figure out how to get this pasta back. She used all the fine Italian meats and then had to leave it. And this just goes to show you, some adults can be worse than kids. At this age, you think people would go out of their way to just make someone feel included. Especially when they invited you to the event, but apparently that's not
clearly
the case.
Whoever invited this woman was not the owner of the house, because they wouldn't have acted so weird if that was the case. But I saw this on TikTok. It obviously happened over like the 4th of July weekend, and it's been circulating. I was doing deep dives on it because obviously all of this matters a ton, but they were just all ganging up on this woman, and it went so viral on TikTok that like the other people stepped in, and now it's just this whole thing. But I think to the core and to the root of it is, like, if you are going to go into somebody's house, first of all, I mean, in my like opinion, like, I don't want to be there in the first place. I'm just like trying to make friends and do what I need to do to like have a social life. But if you're going to treat me that way, I'm never going to speak to you again. And furthermore, my children are never going to speak to your children again. Yeah, like, I don't want to interact with you ever.
I don't know if she has any intentions to do so. This woman moved 1,000 miles away from home, and this was her introduction to the community.
Nightmare.
I've been there too. I've got my story, but we'll get to yours. We want to hear from you too. 585-252-9800. You can text or call us. Have you ever been in a situation where someone or a whole group just made you feel so unwelcome, you just wanted to crawl under a rock?
I mean, listen, also, it is hard moving somewhere new and making friends, especially at the age of, you know, 30, 40 years old, especially when people already have their groups and friendships established, and you're just like,
yeah,
hey, guys, like, you... It's inevitable to feel like an outsider looking in, because that's what you are. But for people to treat you that way, like, you're not a normal human. You're not a normal human. Like, you're not house trained. You don't know how to be nice to people. Like, be so for real right now.
And then they ended it with, welcome to the neighborhood.
See you later.
I don't have
see
to
you, Sally.
Because, like you said, I don't have to tell you guys. There's nothing more uncomfortable showing up somewhere and you don't know anyone. So what's the first thing you do? You pull out your phone. You pretend to text or pretend to look busy because you can't find a rock to crawl under. But I think what's worse is when you know one person who invited you is there, but they don't go out of their way to introduce you to anyone.
That's such a great point, too. Like, it shouldn't be on me to introduce myself to these people, because it should be the person who invited me bridging that gap.
Correct.
Like, shame on that person. Again, these people, like, I don't know exactly where they live, but it wasn't...
You could probably
respectfully, it was, like, in the South.
Probably.
So, I mean, obviously, things are very different down there, but, you know, it's just... It's very rude. It's very disheartening. And I think that anybody who sees this story from the outside perspective looking in, first of all, is going to say, like, oh my God, who cares? This is just like stupid internet drama. But you can take something from this and apply it to your own life. Like, hey, I'm never going to treat someone like that. Or if I invite someone to a party, I'm going to make sure everybody who needs to know knows. Like, hey, is it okay if I invited so-and-so?
Yeah.
No, it's not okay. Well, too late, because I already invited them, so here's your forewarning that they're coming.
It just drives me nuts. Like, I see some of these guys sometimes that walk in with their wives and won't introduce her to anybody. He's saying hi, and she's just kind of standing there in the background. I'm like, why don't you introduce who you came with? Cassandra says, I was invited to a work party, and when I showed up, everyone was already grouped off. Nobody introduced me to anyone. I faked a phone call and left after 20 minutes. Super uncomfortable. I feel bad for this poor mom. And see, this is what I'm talking about. You know it's bad when you have to fake a phone call. That's how awkward it gets.
I know.
So picture
this. Bad.
The year is, I think we're going back to 2017.
Okay.
San Francisco.
Love it. Here we go.
I'm there for Thanksgiving with my girlfriend, and we're going to her parents' house to have dinner. People I have never met. Okay. Her parents are both from Korea. They speak little English. I went out of my way to learn how to say hello in Korean using their names and everything. I practiced for weeks. I was so nervous.
Is this the same story that you brought the skin cream
to?
Yeah.
Yes. I won't get into
you
that.
Really knocked it out of the park with this one.
So, yeah, I was nervous. I'm not going to lie, because her mom hated the fact that I wasn't Korean. So she opens the door, and before I get to say what I've been practicing, she says in a very disgusted voice, "Who's this?"
Oh.
And my girlfriend replies with, "Namja Chingu," which means boyfriend. And her mom looked at me and rolled her eyes and walked away.
Sure.
I was there for 6 hours without either of her parents saying a word to me. Because they spoke English, but very broken.
Yeah.
They fed me, but they weren't interested in getting to know me.
Right.
And it was the most uncomfortable 6 hours of my life. Then I told my girlfriend that night that I love her for the first time. And she was like, "What? After all that? Are you sure?" I was like, "I don't know. I'm just..."
Maybe,
I'm spiraling.
I'm grasping at straws.
I don't know anymore. Let me go over to a couple of your texts. But you've been there too. It gets uncomfortable.
It does.
When people don't make you feel welcome.
I like have a personality where I can kind of just like slither my way into any conversation and I don't really have an issue doing so. But I mean, like, it's uncomfortable if you don't have that type of personality to just kind of overcome.
Well, yeah. If you're an introvert,
yeah.
Good luck to you.
Right.
Jared says, "I bought craft beer to a barbecue once," and this guy goes, "Oh, you're one of those people." And everyone laughed. Yeah, sure.
This person says, I got invited to go to the Shania Twain concert this Saturday with a group of strangers. Needless to say, I will not be going because of this exact situation.
It's been her dream to go see Shania Twain.
Literally.
We ruined it for her. Christine says, "Good morning, guys. My boyfriend invited me to poker night with the guys, and none of them spoke to me. They were pissed I was there, but it was extremely awkward." Well, Christine, that's honestly on you. You should know better than to put yourself in a situation like that. Guys play poker to get away from the ladies for a night, and you ruin that.
Right.
So at the end of the day, it takes zero effort to make someone feel welcome, especially if you invited them.
Correct.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday.
98 PXY Traffic.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture.
From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians,
follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Friday. It is PXY Mornings. You got Moose. You got Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Thanks for streaming us on that free Odyssey app.
Yes.
74 for the high today. And yeah, the sun, we're going to see it all day.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
This is the kind of story right now that makes you want to shake someone and say, wake up. Especially when it involves someone you love. How many of you have someone in your life who fell victim to a scam after getting catfished by someone they thought was the love of their life?
Obviously, you know that I love Catfish, and it's like my favorite show. So I am so into this, although it is so unfortunate for these people who are getting taken advantage of.
Very much so. Krista is joining us this morning, who says she feels she is close to losing her best friend to a weird guy on the internet she's never even met before. Krista, what's going on?
I feel like I am stuck between losing my best friend to some creepy guy and then losing my best friend to being suspicious about some creepy guy.
Right. She's like, either way, you're like screwed.
This is
unusual. Think you guys can help me get her to just listen and wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. This has happened before to a handfuls of people.
I mean, I just watched the documentary last week. I mean, there was four girls with one fake guy. They got to the bottom of it, and basically there's a whole sea of men in Africa, Nigeria that do this. They're called the Yahoo boys.
Your best friend, did she fall victim to a Yahoo boy?
I don't know if he's a Yahoo boy, but he is definitely just giving me a lot of ick. Like, okay, so he says his name is Dean. Sure, fine. He says he's based in Buffalo, so like they're an hour apart.
Oh, let me write this down. His name's Dean.
He's an hour away.
And they haven't met.
Okay, that's super weird.
And they haven't met it. Right!
That's so weird.
Well, hold on. How long have they been chatting?
For like months.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like you guys could literally meet in Batavia. Like, it's just halfway, so...
It would be so easy, but there's always an excuse, right? He's like, oh, well, we could FaceTime, and then like the camera breaks. And you can't see him.
So convenient.
Got it. Okay.
And he's all like, oh my gosh, I feel this connection. I think I love you. I'm like,
what? No.
The sweetest, most kind person, and I can just see her getting taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Sounds like she already is, unfortunately.
And how old is your friend?
We're both in our 40s.
Is she in a vulnerable state, like, relationship-wise?
I mean, she's had boyfriends here and there, but, like, never married, never, like, never even, like, gotten engaged. So, like, I'm worried that she's got this pressure on herself,
right?
To finally make it happen. I'm like, girl, there's not a deadline.
Right.
Yeah, she's running towards a finish line that doesn't exist. So tell me, what are the red flags here?
Okay, I mentioned the conveniently never meeting, but yeah. So then they finally do. They have plans to meet in Buffalo, right?
Okay.
Amazing. And he's like, oh, you know what? My company just got this contract in Dubai. I have to go. So then he like basically ghosts her. And then once he's there, supposedly, he's like, oh my gosh, there's this crazy bank screw up. I need you to send me money so I can pay my workers.
This is a tale as old as time. Like,
to me, the math is clear. None of this is real. He's like, oh yeah, the banks. I'm like, okay, well, he can get a loan. I'm sure that there's a way.
Let me ask you something. What does your friend find interesting about this guy that she's never met? What is she like about him?
I mean, I'm sure he's very charming, right? Like, I'm sure that he's sweeping her off her feet. She said that he liked the same things as her. They were both really into horror movies. And I'm like, okay, did you say you liked horror movies first? Or?
Yeah, I mean, like, in the documentary that I watched and just the stories that I've heard from, like, actual real-life people that I know that have gotten taken through this is they just really put pressure points on their insecurities. So they'll sit there and be like, you're so beautiful, like things that they haven't heard maybe ever or in a while.
Yeah.
They just kind of hammer them home and they just become basically blinded to the feeling of validation that they're getting.
And then anytime you're like, you know, maybe this person is lying to you, then they're like, they think that they're lying about them being beautiful when that's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over here. I'm begging her not to send him money. She's really angry with me.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I have to do this. You know, this is the right thing to do. And I
want to shake
her. I know you want to shake her. Can I say something really quick? Because I'm a big believer that sometimes in life, you got to stop warning people and let them figure it out. Because if the person we keep trying to protect refuses to listen, I don't know. I think it's time for her to get burned, because sometimes that's what it takes. People don't change until it hurts.
No, but you don't want to see your friend go through that.
Oh, no,
if you,
like,
can help it.
I don't think she's not going to listen to you, Krista.
The money, then he's got her bank information. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't 100. A like, I'm going to let you bump into something in your house. This is like, you're going to ruin your credit. Someone's going to steal your identity. This is real stuff. Like,
right.
This isn't just make a mistake, learn as you go stuff.
Right.
So what is a person to do? I don't know how many of you listening have ever been in a situation like this yourself, where you almost got scammed or catfished by someone, or maybe you have a parent or a grandmother who's gone through it. 585-252-9800.
Yeah, I have no idea what to do. I'm hoping someone's got some advice.
Yeah, we do too. Clearly a lot of red flags here. The guy needs money for Dubai. I mean, there's a lot of bank issues in Dubai.
Right, yes, of course. And also, like, if you work for a company, shouldn't your boss be taking care of that? But hey, what do I know? Like, I would never go to Patrice and be like, my manager screwed up, now we need money for the company. Like, she'd be like, that's genuinely not my problem.
All right, let's get to some of your texts and call. Krista, you got to keep us updated of what happens with your friend. But whatever you do, don't allow her to give that money away. How much did this guy ask for?
$6,000.
Yeah, that's no like small chunk of change there.
All right, okay.
No.
All right, thanks for the call this morning, Krista. We appreciate the story.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Sounds to me like her friend's about to give away her life savings.
If $6,000 is her life savings, then we have bigger fish to fry.
Oh, you think she's going to give away just the six? Doubt it. I doubt it. There's a documentary, too, I watched where this poor woman gave away, I think it was like close to $85,000. But then again, I'm pretty sure she was also on drugs.
No, I mean, in the one that I was talking about with her, like, she gave away like $1.4 million.
Oh, she really had it. Well, yeah, she was sitting on some cash for sure.
To me.
Yeah, listen, this is unfortunately way too common, and it's scary, and it's sad, but they, like I said, tear at the heartstrings and hit vulnerable pressure points.
Let's get to some of your messages this morning. We have one from Christina that says, yeah, classic scam behavior, no meeting in person, then there's emotional manipulation, and now they're asking for money. And pretty much your friend's being groomed. She doesn't need love right now. She needs someone to protect her from whoever this guy is. Amanda says, my cousin met a guy on Instagram who said he was stationed overseas. She ended up sending him $3,000 for a flight home. He disappeared. They always need a flight home.
It's always a flight home, or it's always something with their job, and the money isn't there for their job. It's like, all right, well, like, that's your job. So, like, clean up your mess. I don't know.
James says
they think they're in love.
Well, that's the thing too. You know what I mean? And she probably is vulnerable. She probably has a low self-esteem, and she's in her 40s, never been married. So she's probably feeling a lot of pressure to do just that. Rachel says, I am so embarrassed to even admit this on the radio, but my mom got catfished by someone claiming to be a famous country singer. He said he needed help escaping his management contract, asked for money to pay legal fees, and she gave it to him. Right.
This person says, my mom is 86 years old and got catfished. She sent $7,000 over 2 weeks before I found out. She still thinks this doctor is going to pay her back.
I think what's sad about this is that her friend probably already knows deep down that it's fake. But when you've waited this long for love or attention,
yeah,
even lies feel better than being alone.
Right. That's deep. That is deep. Ugh,
yeah, I'm still drunk from last night.
Perfect.
That's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Thank you guys for the messages on this one.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
The one thing I love about Rochester is that there is always going to be support and rallying around someone who needs help. And that's what I want to do this morning. I want to share this story of a young boy named Tanner who got into a pretty severe BMX accident over the weekend, competing, doing all the things, and resulted in a pretty severe spinal cord injury. Right now, it's been identified as a C3 and C5 injury, and his spinal cord is very bruised and is bleeding. He's going to anticipate to be in the hospital for at least 2 months. So the rehab is going to be a long, rigorous journey, and they might even be moving hospitals out of state to get the best possible care. What does this mean? Well, I mean, I think for a community to come together and support and rally around a family that really needs it, especially one that's going to have severe medical bills and issues down the line. They have a GoFundMe up right now. They're also doing a raffle, which is the reason I'm talking about this, because it involves our friends over at CMAC and concert tickets. They're going to be selling raffle tickets for $10 and $20, and the $10 tickets are for a drawing for Killers tickets, which obviously will be here very soon.
Yep.
And then the $20 tickets are a drawing for the Bailey Zimmerman concert, which is going to be down in CMAC very soon here as well. The Killers is Saturday, August 2nd, and then Bailey Zimmerman is August 9th. So this was supposed to be his first concert. These are the tickets that they're raffling off. They had plans to go, very excited, all of the things. So if you want to buy those tickets or contribute, they're selling them down in Canandaigua this weekend at Project Lean Nation. Also down in Phelps, they're going to be there as well at this barbershop called Cutting Edge. I just want to get the word out and have community support, because no family should have to go through that alone.
It is what we do best here in Rochester, New York.
Yes,
you know, when when we need each other the most, we do tend to show up. And so if there's any way you might be able to contribute and put a little extra something in this family's pocket to help with those bills, that would be so appreciated.
So far, they've already raised $16,000. Their goal is 20. So that GoFundMe's up.
They're
Tanner
close.
Tanner Strong. Yep.
Oh, thanks, Breeze. Okay, we are back at it. It is True Crime Tuesdays, a.k.a. Fridays on PXY Mornings. If you remember from this past Tuesday, Our coworker had something traumatic take place outside work. Her windshield busted.
Smash.
And now it's time to finally crack the case. Who did it? A bitter coworker or jealous ex? We couldn't do this alone. This morning, we're bringing in some outside help, thanks to our boys down at the precinct. Coming up on the show, with your help, we're going to solve this crime, plus introduce you to Rochester's top pet detective. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free. And always will.
Welcome to True Crime Tuesdays, a.k.a. Fridays, on PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's not just a mystery, it's personal.
So it has nothing to do with you.
We started talking about this crime that took place outside the radio station earlier in the week on Tuesday. Some of you may remember that our coworker's windshield was smashed. It was a horrific scene. I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. This took place between the hours of 10 and 11. Now, I've gone through the evidence all week. I'm exhausted. I've left no stone unturned. I don't know what Breezy's been doing, but I've been working like a dog.
Well, if I'm being honest, I also have been doing my own research, and I sent you the photo of said windshield, and I was like, wow, they did a really bad job trying to break in. It looks horrible.
That's fair.
It's literally like one crack. I'm like, couldn't have hit a little harder?
Now, I am determined to get to the bottom of this because on True Crime Tuesdays, a.k.a. Fridays, if you smash the glass, then we're coming for your ass.
Again, I hate it here.
If you missed it, our coworker parked right outside the building, comes out after the show on Tuesday. It was July 14th around 11:05 a.m. Her windshield is shattered. Looks like someone took a bat to it. No note, no explanation, no security footage, nothing. And everyone in the office started pointing fingers on who done it. So after going through all the evidence, I came to the conclusion that early mornings and late nights is a recipe for disaster. So I called in some help from my boys down at the precinct, and they sent over the best of the best. He's a tough cop looking for trouble, and unfortunately for these crooks, they just got caught sniffing in the wrong pair of underwear. Let's welcome Rochester's top pet detective, Tommy B. Bechtold.
In the criminal justice system, windshield-based crimes are considered especially heinous. It's me, your boy, Tommy B., and if there is no hound that will be unfound. If you lose your cat, I'll find where it's at. If you misplace your puma, reach out to me on Zuma. We're going to find that.
All right, yeah, we're definitely going to find it. Now, Tommy, this happened in the middle of the morning right outside the station. Nobody saw a thing. What do you make of this mess?
Well, Moose, this is a catastrophe we haven't seen in many years in this city. Here's what we know. The coworker has a bitter ex. And as we all know, demon in the sack, the windshield must crack.
Again, it was like a plastic bat, you guys. It was like really not.
We are unsure what the weapon was at this point, Breezy. It's not fair to speculate, but I do have theories.
Literally looked like it came from a T-ball team.
She drives an SUV.
Right.
Some people would consider that ostentatious. Why are you flaunting? A Honda Accord is much more efficient. The windshield was broken between the hours of 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Monday, July 14th, or as I call it, the witching hour.
Broad daylight.
That's also very true.
Yes.
Keep on going.
Also, this coworker works at a radio station that has an extreme amount of conservative listeners.
That's so better her than us.
Huge possibility that she said something that not everyone could agree with. And as we all know, when you don't agree with someone, you must retaliate in a way that destroys their property.
Seems like the only logical explanation.
And there's no witnesses either.
That's right.
No witnesses. All cameras were broken. And of course, the parking people weren't drafting tickets that morning.
No, they were hanging out. This is a tough one.
I also want to mention that there were no fingerprints or a possible weapon that was recovered. I did test all five senses on the area of the crime. Taste, touch, smell. I listened. What's the last sense?
You licking a cracked windshield
Flavortown?
Is diabolical.
I went to Flavortown. I connected with the earth. I connected with the people nearby. I found a guy under the bridge I made friends with, Sweaty Jeff.
The piss tunnel. Yeah.
He was incredible.
This is a tough one, but after gathering all the evidence, which was none, I'm almost 98% positive this was done by a bitter ex who was looking to settle the score.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, Moose. I've been in the game for a long time. I once found a field mouse 400 miles away in New York City for a family. They were very gracious. They compensated me in Starbucks gift cards.
A field mouse?
A field mouse. His name was Titters.
This is why they called in the big boys.
That's right. And remember, I need to pay my cell phone bill. My dad cut me off. So if you need a pet crime solved, call Tommy B.
Let's go to the phones.
Again, this has nothing to do with a pet whatsoever.
This is what the precinct sent over.
I would say, famously in the 80s, rocks were pets.
That is true.
We got to hear your takes on this one because today is the day we solve the case. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm actually going to keep my name anonymous.
Oh, my God. We love a mystery. This is actually perfect for the True Crime Tuesday follow-up, so.
Okay, you're going to remain anonymous. What's the tea?
So, I've been listening to you guys all week, by the way. Love the show. You guys are hilarious, funny.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm the guy who replaced your coworker's windshield, by the way.
You replaced our coworker's windshield?
No. Yeah. Seriously?
100%. Because I'm the guy. Why would I lie?
Okay, so what happened to the windshield?
So she came in to the shop, and I know you guys had a whole spiel all week about this, and I don't want to kind of ruin your evidence and all your facts and research, but it was clearly a rock. She destroyed everything.
It was a rock?
Yes, 100%.
How do you know that for certain? She actually came in and showed us exactly how the person could have hit with a hammer or a knife, or she's very much running with the story.
Are you sure?
100%, it's a rock.
case closed. Well, thank you so much for your expertise. Are you too a detective?
No. I just fix windshields. That's all I do on the side. I've been doing that for 25 years.
Sure.
Right. We love a guy that takes his job seriously. All right. So it wasn't a jealous coworker. It wasn't a jealous ex. It was a rock.
Yes.
All right. We closed the book on this one.
Oh, my gosh. Well, do we have eggs on our heads?
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I'm so sorry to give you this information, but it was absolutely a rock. So.
All right. Thanks for calling up, man. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
Not that guy calling up and taking a huge dump on our one bit that we tried to launch.
Yeah, there we go.
No, it's over.
Well, that was, I guess, a case closed. I will mention that's exactly what the deep state would want us to think. So,
thanks for your services.
I guess I'll go. Does anybody have a bus pass or perhaps can call me an Uber?
You make a lot of money being a pet detective, don't you? All right, we close the books on that one. Thanks for your services, Tommy B, everybody. Thanks for coming in.
There's no donkey that can't be found by this honky.
98PXY.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world. Guess what day it is? Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up. It is Friday. Welcome to the show. 74 for the high today. We will absolutely take it. So let's pump it up.
Let's go.
It's time for There I Said It, 585-252-9800. Breezy and I, we're going to clear the air and get to all of your unpopular opinions.
Yes.
They are coming in, so let's let them rip this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get after it.
Let's do it. I don't know if you guys can hear me. My mic's like not really working, but that's fine.
Loud and clear on my end. Let's go over to Lauren. What's up, guys? Happy Friday. I just wanted to text in and say the constant girl boss posts on social media are starting to become really cringe. They're a cry for validation. Running a spreadsheet is not revolutionary. There, I said it. This is what we're talking about. You got to take those gloves off this morning. This is what it's about.
Yeah, take the gloves off. Just do it. This person's weighing in saying, I think that going out on school nights is only appropriate during the summer. There, I said it. I don't blame you. Why would you want to be like locked up and not enjoying the weather, the 2 months that we have during the wintertime? I'm like, I'm not going outside.
It really is. It really is more than 2 months. Like, we get four. But realistically,
I mean, this year, I mean, I went to a wedding at the end of the 30th of May and it was 42 degrees.
And we count. We did have a terrible June.
Yeah, really bad.
Tim says the only thing worse than slow walkers are slow texters who leave you unread for 3 days. I hate these people. There, I said it. Yeah, I know. Why do people do that?
They don't owe you anything, Tim.
Why do people allow other people to show that their messages have been read? Why keep that function on?
Why? I mean, I don't know. It's your phone. You can do what you want. But I think that we as a society are so, like, we feel like people owe us something and we need constant validation and an immediate response because that's what we're, like, our brains are trained and wired to do. But it's just not the reality of the situation. People are busy.
Hey, you guys here? I'm at the door 3 days later. You guys still here?
No.
Right. Mine for today is I had the opportunity to taste vegan cheese yesterday, and I got to tell you, it's not the first time I've had vegan cheese. I've had it from farmers markets. I've had it from friends who are vegan. All of it tastes like melted crayons. There, I said it. Just, you know, I'd rather just eat hummus or something, but the vegan cheese, ugh.
I fear that's horrible. I fear that's not a hot take at all. I fear that everyone who's going to eat vegan cheese knows it's going to taste like absolute garbage.
Not vegans. They love the taste. I mean, they're raving about it.
They're eating like plastic and they're like, it's just better.
He said, how do you not like this? You like cashews? I said, yeah, I love cashews. He goes, you're going to like this. I said,
Who's he?
I said, the guy who gave me the vegan cheese. I was like, well, you made cheese out of cashews, but there's no cheese in it?
Moose was just doing like weird taste tests at Party in the Park for vegan cheese. Just a man came up with a platter. He's like,
by the way, I'm not going to lie. Really good food trucks this year.
Mm-hmm. This person says, making the bed every morning is totally pointless. There, I said it. Nice for who? I'm not home. Who's there to enjoy it? It's honestly a waste of my time.
Yeah, that makes me angry.
I knew it would.
Stay far away from my DMs. I want nothing to do with you.
This person
the most successful people in the world
allegedly
make their bed every morning.
Yeah. That's what they say. I think that's just a ploy for people to feel better about themselves for wasting their time.
It's like saying, why wash the dishes? They're just going to get dirty again. It's the same thing. What were you saying?
This person says going out to eat for breakfast is a terrible idea and nobody should be doing it. There, I said it. Pretty much all breakfast food can be made easily at home and for way cheaper.
No, I disagree.
I also like won't eat breakfast past like 10:30, 11 o'clock. People go out to lunch or like a brunchish. It's 2 o'clock and they're like, I'm gonna get pancakes.
Oh, it's my favorite meal of the day. You think I'm at home making eggs Benedict?
But at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm good.
Let me go over to our friend Carissa. Good morning, guys. I'll start off by saying I have a ton of respect for moms. But, oh no, oh God, I don't want to be the one to read this. I have a ton of respect for moms, but being a stay-at-home mom is not really a full-time job. I'm sorry, but if your kid naps and you're watching Netflix by 2, I just don't feel like that's really a job. There, I said it. Again, I'm just the messenger, you guys. Yikes. That came in from Carissa from Gates. She lives at 136. Let's go over to Kevin. Let's transition. Kevin says, what's up, guys? Posting your crying selfies online does not make you vulnerable. It makes you manipulative. My ex used to do this all the time for attention on Instagram. She would set up her ring cam, have a full meltdown, and then pick a filter she wanted to use. Pathetic. There, I said it.
Yikes. Let's keep the hot takes rolling. This person,
the gloves are off
again,
this morning.
I'm just the messenger, but this person says, if we actually believed women, we wouldn't need to wait for the list. There, I said it.
Oh my God, that is...
She said it, not me.
It's getting uncomfortable in here. Guys, why do we need to put bacon on everything for it to taste good? This is why we're all unhealthy. There, I said it. Also, bacon doesn't even taste good.
Bite your tongue.
Right? There's some takes I can't take it.
No.
Bacon doesn't taste good? Yes, it's coming from one of the most filthiest animals, but it does taste good on everything.
Tell me you're drunk this morning without telling me you're drunk. That doesn't even make any sense.
If you do want a little treat this weekend, make yourself some bacon-wrapped peaches. Delish. All right, any more coming in?
Well, I didn't do mine for today, but mine for today is I don't think it's appropriate to yuck someone's yum. There, I said it. If you don't like it, that's totally fine, but you don't have to poo-poo other people for liking it. It's really none of your business, and it affects you 0%.
Damn!
So.
Listen, if you're feeling personally attacked by any of these texts, I mean, it's probably a good thing. That means they were probably about you, but no hard feelings.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. Vanny's Jazz Lounge has officially opened. They did a launch last night, offering a brand new spot for jazz enthusiasts right here in Rochester.
Love it.
The venue is going to feature specialty cocktails with a variety of finger foods. So, you know, get the olives. There's a jazz performance every night once they are open. But I saw the pictures. The place looks classy. I like these type of joints. It's inspired by and pays tribute to Rochester legend Giovanni Ledestri, who owns the downtown East End building. I mean, when you own a building,
Just crush it, yeah.
Music is going to be the central to the lounge's atmosphere, with performances planned for most of their operating hours. But doors open at 4. The lounge is located in the Inn on Broadway, 26 Broadway Street, right next to our friends at Channel 10. The reason why I think this is so cool is if you're interested in checking this place out, it's more of a speakeasy.
Mm.
So visitors should be...
So you got to find your way in. You can go to the building, but you got to go through every nook and cranny.
That's right. So if you're thirsty, fine. It's an unconventional entrance, if you will. But this is, like I said, it's more of a speakeasy. So if you want to check the place out, be prepared to look around. It may require some effort on your part inside to find where Vanny's is located.
Maybe even a code word. Who's to say?
You guys thirsty? You hungry? Come on down. You got to find us first, though. I love a good speakeasy. I really do. And what's the place in Fairport?
I think it's called like the Blind Pig or something. I've never been, but...
Me either. Alrighty, Breeze, let's do it. Yay! It's time for everyone's favorite game,
Can't Beat Breezy.
The clock starts right now. You guys have exactly 6 minutes to call us to grab these last pair of tickets for this day trip to the award-winning National Comedy Center in Jamestown, New York. 585-252-9800 to go head-to-head with our girl Breezy. Must be caller 8. We find our winner coming up next. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Buying a new phone.
And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game. Can't Beat
Breezy!
Caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800 to win our last pair of tickets to the Jamestown National Comedy Center. These have been going fast all week. This is a day pass, you guys. This is a really, really cool event that they do each year. And it's an immersive playground that brings comedy to life. We need to get caller 8. PXY, who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex calling from where?
From Palmyra.
Alex from Palmyra.
Let's go.
Happy Friday, buddy. You're caller 8. All right, my man, you are going head-to-head with our girl this morning. Breezy, you're going to leave the room. Now, before you go.
Yes.
Here's the deal. Alex, are you listening? Today's theme is, that sounds like a fun nursing home. These are all questions.
Ah, yes, of course.
All questions that are asked within nursing homes during trivia night, which typically takes place on Taco Tuesdays. So our Grammys and Grampies don't get bored over that bean and cheese burrito.
Got it.
All right, Breeze is leaving the room.
All right, good luck.
Bye.
Okay, Alex, the rules are simple. You have 5 seconds to answer each question, buddy. If you tie with Breezy, you get the win. Question one. What animal is known for its ability to change color to match its surroundings?
Chameleon.
Going with chameleon. All right, let's go to question number two. What is the main color of the Smurfs?
The main color of the Smurfs is definitely blue.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Alex is going with the color blue. Let's move on to question number three. Alex, which food chain uses the slogan, pizza, pizza?
Pizza, pizza. Isn't that Little Caesars?
Are you asking or telling me?
I'm telling you.
All right, we're locking you in for Little Caesars. Let's move on to question number four. Alex, what U.S. state was added as the 50th state back in 1959?
Well, I know it wasn't New York. We've been around for a few years.
That is correct.
Was it Hawaii?
Final answer, going with Hawaii? It's got to be your final answer. You got 1 second on the clock. Let's go to question number five. This is a tough one, Alex. This specific product contains menthol. It is used to treat minor aches and pains of the muscles and joints. You just rub it on your body and watch the pain disappear. What's the medicine?
There's a few of them out there. So
looking for one.
I'm just going to go with the most common Bengay.
Going with Bengay. All right, that's five. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. All right.
No chance.
He says you don't. He says you don't have a chance, and he smoked you.
Probably not. So let's just get this over with, shall we?
Let's tally these up. Our boy Alex, 5 out of 5.
Seriously? No.
All right, Alex.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. You go to bed. No, honestly, I wish I could go to bed. Genuinely.
Breezy, you can't miss one.
Okay.
I believe in you, though. You've been on a roll lately. Question one, what animal is known for its ability to change color to match its surroundings?
A chameleon.
Question number two, what is the main color of the Smurfs?
Blue.
Question three, Breezy. Which food chain uses the slogan pizza, pizza?
Little Caesars.
Next question. What U.S. state was added as the 50th state in 1959?
Hawaii.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Question number five. Which product that contains menthol is used to treat minor aches and pains of the muscles and joints?
Advil.
You rub it on your body.
Oh, Icy Hot?
Final answer?
Yep.
Alex?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is there anything you need to say?
Yeah, you said Icy Hot, and it was obviously Bengay.
It was.
What?
You got it, Alex. You took home
the win. What is Bengay?
Bengay is what they use in nursing homes.
It sounds like Marvin Gaye. Like, what?
Everybody knows that.
That not one person knows that besides you.
Except for you, do that.
Alex,
is that because maybe you're a little older than May? Respectfully,
you did breeze right through those first four. I gotta say,
I know really I did. Struggling. I did. Whenever he says food chain or restaurant, I just black out. I'm like, I don't know.
That really came down to the wire. I'm not gonna lie. I was a little nervous. My underwear was getting wet. Okay, Alex, I need you to just say my name is Alex from Palmyra. And I just beat...
My name is Alex from Palmyra, and I just beat Breezy.
Boo!
Friday, 75. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. What's up, Breeze?
What's going on?
Let's get it. Shaw Cross. Murder, race, garbage plates.
Yeah.
The sun is officially shining. Thanks for streaming us live on that free Odyssey app. Let's get it. Getting caught having an affair in front of thousands of people is freaking wild. No, what's up?
So bad.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And of course, our friend Tommy Bechtold is in the studio this morning joining us. How many of you have seen the social media post with CEO tech tycoon Andy Byron cozying up with his employee? I think it's, who cares, Kristen Cabot? But she's human resources. So basically HR. How does this make sense?
If you are like not living under a rock, you have seen this video. Like everyone has seen this video. It is all over the internet. It is taking the world by storm. Coldplay themselves have weighed in on this. They're like, did we just do something really bad?
Oh my God. This is so she was just hired a couple of months ago. Okay, so these two did not waste any time.
It begs the question. Was it a pre-existing thing? And that, she's like, hey, I just lost my job.
I think 100% it was because he was very, very excited that she was going to come on board to work for the company.
Interesting.
So if you did miss it, it's all over social, but they get caught at a Coldplay concert on a kiss cam. Mm. They're both married. They both have kids.
They're literally snuggling, swaying back and forth. His arms are around her waist, and the camera does a quick pan to them in a box, in a suite, and he runs one direction, she runs the other. Someone ducks, and then it pans to another woman whom they work with who's just dying laughing.
Tommy, it just goes to show you what's done in the dark will come to light.
That's right.
On the Jumbotron.
And it's like I always say, men would rather have an affair with their HR representative at a Coldplay concert than go to therapy. It's so sad. The things men will do
not to go to therapy.
My goodness. And also, how many people got called into that woman's office for the minorest violations in the break room? Only to find out that the person
it was all a distraction.
It was all a ruse. And also, let's not underestimate the power of Coldplay to bring two people that are married with families of their own together.
That is true.
To just ruin their lives on the Jumbotron.
But how many of you agree, 585-252-9800, that this has been a really good thing for us?
Yes, for society. We've all come together against these people.
Yeah,
I haven't seen this type of unity in years, decades, if you will.
This has brought the nation, dare I say, the world together.
Could it be a distraction from what's really going on in the world? Yes. Yeah, possibly.
Morning radio personalities, windshields being destroyed. I'm not off the case. I'll never leave the case.
I will take anything. I don't care what it is. If it's this, if it's something else, if it distracts us from the horrific events that go on in our nation and world on a daily basis. Good on me. Listen, the announcer who was like doing the play-by-play of the pans of the camera was like, either they're really shy or having an affair. He also didn't have to say that.
No, he didn't have to say that. Coldplay, and I do love their reactions were too.
It was a stupid reaction.
The guy does the like slapstick duck out of frame, and the woman just puts her hands over her face as if maybe they won't recognize me.
What is the craziest way you caught your spouse cheating? Because now he had to come out, obviously. Now there's parlays. People are taking bets on whether or not he's going to get divorced or he's resigning from the company itself.
I saw an X, and you know, take it worth a grain of salt, that said that his wife had already removed his last name from her Facebook profile.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
He embarrassed his entire family.
I mean, that part is really sad. But all kidding aside, there are two families that are now probably shattered over Fix You.
You have to ask the question, like, how can you look at this man and work for this man and continue to respect him? There's no way. You can't go to this man and, like, report to him and give him things and all of your deliverables that are due by Friday at 5 and be like, I'm scared that he's going to do something to me. He's in the most vulnerable state of his life right now.
Breezy, as you know, for a long time I was what was known as a fixer. And I have a solution to this problem. This man needs to show up to the office on Monday and announce unlimited PTO for all employees.
That's the only way.
Problem solved.
So, I mean, this drama spread like wildfire after they got caught at this Coldplay concert being extremely intimate with one another. I mean, he's got his arms wrapped around her waist. The look on her face was pure horror, right? But that's what happens. Now the internet is in full investigation mode. What happens next? Have you ever been cheated on?
I have.
How did you find out?
You know what? I've just got one of those faces where women feel too guilty eventually and they disclose to me. My girlfriend told me, ex-girlfriend, we're not still together, shockingly, that she had started seeing someone else. And I said, eh, that makes a lot of sense. And I packed up my things and left.
You were living together?
Actually, another time I found out, you just reminded me, is I went out, had a date night with the girl I was seeing at the time. And at the end of the date night, she went up, she goes, hang on one second, ran up to her apartment, packed up all of the things I left at her apartment, and came down and said, I met someone else.
Oh, my Lord, dude.
That's horrific.
And gave me a parting gift of my own stuff.
Oh, so that's when you started drinking.
Yes.
Right, got it.
That's not when I stopped drinking, that's for sure.
The party favor's crazy. How dumb do you have to be, though, to go out in public like that? Not even just the two of you, with other people. You're with your staff, who, shame on them for knowing, too. And
it's like, called ego.
Ego. Endorsing
crazy.
Yeah.
It's ego.
It's horrid.
The rules don't apply at a Coldplay concert.
No, they absolutely do not.
All rules are out when Yellow's being played.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. This is the kind of story that makes you want to shake someone.
And wake up!
Especially when it involves someone you love. How many of you have someone in your life who fell victim to a scam?
Ugh,
after getting
worst.
After getting catfished by someone they thought was the love of their life. Krista is joining us this morning, who says she feels she is close to losing her best friend to a weird guy on the internet she's never even met before.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen this movie. Krista, what's going on?
I feel like I am stuck between losing my best friend to some creepy guy and then losing my best friend to being suspicious about some creepy guy.
Right. She's like, either way, you're like screwed.
This is
not
unusual.
I think that's going to help me get her to just listen and wake up.
Yeah.
Yeah. This happened before to a handfuls of people.
I mean, I just watched the documentary last week. I mean, there was four girls with one fake guy. They got to the bottom of it, and basically there's a whole sea of men in Africa, Nigeria, that do this. They're called the Yahoo Boys.
Your best friend, did she fall victim to a Yahoo Boy?
I don't know if he's a Yahoo Boy, but he is definitely just giving me a lot of ick. Like, okay, so he says his name is Dean. Sure, fine. He says he's based in Buffalo, so like, they're an hour apart.
Oh, let me write this down. His name's Dean.
He's an hour away.
And they haven't met.
Okay, that's
supposedly they
super
are in
weird.
Love, and they haven't met it. Right!
That's so weird.
Well, hold on. How long have they been chatting?
For like months.
Okay.
Yeah, that's weird. It's like you guys could literally meet in Batavia. Like, it's just halfway, so
it would be
not
so
sure.
Easy, but there's always an excuse, right? He's like, oh, well, we could FaceTime, and then like the camera breaks. And you can't see him.
So convenient.
Got it. Okay.
And he's all like, oh my gosh, I feel this connection. I think I love you. I'm like,
what? No. Mm-mm.
The sweetest, most kind person, and I can just see her getting taken advantage of.
Yeah.
Sounds like she already is, unfortunately.
And how old is your friend?
We're both in our 40s.
Is she in a vulnerable state, like relationship-wise?
I mean, she's had boyfriends here and there, but, like, never married, never, like, never even, like, gotten engaged. So, like, I'm worried that she's got this pressure on herself,
right,
to finally make it happen. I'm like, girl, there's not a deadline.
Right.
Yeah, she's running towards a finish line that doesn't exist. So, tell me, what are the red flags here?
Okay, I mentioned the conveniently never meeting, but,
yeah.
Like, so then they finally do. They have plans to meet in Buffalo, right?
Okay.
Amazing. And he's like, oh, you know what? My company just got this contract in Dubai. I have to go. So then he like basically ghosts her. And then once he's there, supposedly, he's like, oh my gosh, there's this crazy bank screw up. I need you to send me money so I can pay my workers.
This is a tale as old as time. Like,
to me, the math is clear. None of this is real. He's like, oh yeah, the banks. I'm like, okay, well, he can get a loan. I'm sure that there's a way.
Let me ask you something. What does your friend find interesting about this guy that she's never met? What is she like about him?
I mean, I'm sure he's very charming, right? Like, I'm sure that he's sweeping her off her feet. She said that he liked the same things as her. They were both really into horror movies. And I'm like, okay, did you say you liked horror movies first? Or
yeah, I mean, like, In the documentary that I watched and just the stories that I've heard from like actual real life people that I know that have gotten taken through this, is they just really put pressure points on their insecurities. So they'll sit there and be like, you're so beautiful. Like things that they haven't heard maybe ever or in a while. Yeah. They just kind of hammer them home and they just become basically blinded to the feeling exactly. of validation that they're getting.
And then anytime you're like, you know, maybe this person is lying to you, then they're like, they think that they're lying about them being beautiful when that's not what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm over here. I'm begging her not to send him money. She's really angry with me.
Yeah.
She's like, I think I have to do this. You know, this is the right thing to do. And I just,
yeah, that's
I want to shake her.
Yeah, I know you want to shake her. Can I say something really quick? Because I'm a big believer that sometimes in life, you got to stop warning people and let them figure it out.
Mm.
Because if the person we keep trying to protect refuses to listen, I don't know. I think it's time for her to get burned because sometimes that's what it takes. People don't change until it hurts.
But you don't want to see your friend go through that.
Oh, no,
if you can help it.
I don't think she's not going to listen to you, Krista.
The money, then he's got her bank information. Mm-hmm. I mean, this isn't 100. A like, I'm going to let you bump into something in your house. This is like, you're going to ruin your credit. Someone's going to steal your identity. This is real stuff. Like right. This isn't just make a mistake, learn as you go stuff.
Right.
So what is a person to do? I don't know how many of you listening have ever been in a situation like this yourself where you almost got scammed or catfished by someone, or maybe you have a parent or a grandmother who's gone through it. 585-252-9800.
Yeah, I have no idea what to do. I'm hoping someone's got some advice.
Yeah, we do too. Clearly a lot of red flags here. The guy needs money for Dubai. I mean, there's a lot of bank issues in Dubai.
Right. Yes, of course. And also, like, if you work for a company, shouldn't your boss be taking care of that? But hey, what do I know? Like, I would never go to Patrice and be like, my manager screwed up. Now we need money for the company. Like, she'd be like, that's genuinely not my problem.
All right. Let's get to some of your texts and call. Krista, you got to keep us updated of what happens with your friend. But whatever you do, don't allow her to give that money away. How much did this guy ask for?
$6,000.
Yeah, that's no like small chunk of change there.
All right, okay.
No.
All right, thanks for the call this morning, Krista. We appreciate the story.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, let's get to some of your texts coming in right now. Christina weighed in first and was like, classic scam behavior.
It's so classic.
Because they're not going to meet in person, and then there's always the emotional manipulation that follows.
Mm-hmm.
Then they ask for money eventually. I mean, it's every Netflix documentary we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Your friend's being groomed. Amanda says, my cousin met a guy on Instagram who said he was stationed overseas. Ended up sending him $3,000 for a flight home. That's another thing. They never can get a flight home.
They can never get a flight home. It's always their business that's just having issues with the bank. It's like, switch banks.
He disappeared the next day. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would too.
Not shocked at all. It's really bad.
Rachel says, good morning, guys. Super embarrassed. I feel bad for Krista and her friend. But I'm embarrassed to even admit this on the radio. My mom got catfished by someone claiming to be a famous country singer. He said he needed help escaping his management contract and asked for money to pay legal fees. She gave it to him.
Stop it.
Do you remember the woman online that fell for the Tom Cruise? No, Brad Pitt. She thought Brad Pitt was in love with her. I'm like, it was a 60-something-year-old woman.
On.
She gave away all her money to this guy pretending to be Brad Pitt.
No.
People are just stupid, you know? I'm sorry, but
they're vulnerable.
Oh, stop it.
It's sad.
Let's go over to real quick. Katie, real quick, what's your take?
Really quick. I just wanted to say this woman is being scammed, and I can appreciate this Krista girl trying to protect her friend, but she is wasting her time. I say, just let her get scammed.
Well, I guess that's what...
She's like, and on that note, I'm out. Thank you.
It's funny. You know, the sad part is her friend probably knows deep down that it's fake.
Right.
But when you've... Like Krista mentioned, she's in her 40s. When you've waited this long for love or attention...
You're not going to let it go for a measly $6,000. You know what I mean?
Even lies feel better than being alone.
So deep.
Very deep this Friday morning. Thank you for the messages, guys. Krista, do not let your friend spend a dime. It's PXY Mornings.
PXY is free. And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. We got this message coming in from a mom earlier in the week who was extremely concerned about the actions her four-year-old daughter took with one of the pets at home. We're talking about a fish.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I could see some red flags here. She wrote in and said, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm at a loss this morning, and I wanted to write you guys if you can use this on the show this week. I'm hoping another parent may hear this, and maybe they had a similar situation because it shook me. My daughter is four. She's always been sweet and gentle. She loves animals. She has a huge heart. We've got a dog, some birds, a few fish, and tadpoles she collected from a pond near our house, and she's been caring for them over a week, feeding them, taking care of them, checking on them.
Okay.
Earlier this week, out of nowhere, she scooped out one of the fish out of the tank, told me she wanted to make it bleed to feed it to a shark. We don't have a shark. I'm not going to lie. It scared me. I know kids have wild imaginations.
Right.
But I know my daughter, and this felt dark.
Dark.
The next day, she tried scooping the fish out once more for the same exact reason.
What?
I had to punish her because it was alarming.
Very.
There is no cruelty in our home. We're loving, gentle. Ted Bundy said this once. All right. We're very tuned in with our pets, especially our daughter. So now I'm spiraling, wondering, is this just a weird kid moment, or is this something I need to be concerned about mentally or emotionally? Because, again, she's four, but this just didn't feel normal.
Right.
Anyone know if I should be more concerned?
That's crazy.
She wanted to make it bleed for a shark. We don't have a shark. It's a memory you will have forever. Shark,
yeah. That is the most insane thing I've ever heard.
All right, 585-252-9800. At what point do you stop saying kids are just weird and you actually start worrying it might be something more?
Right. No, that's concerning. A child psychologist is definitely in her near future, I will say that.
Well, that's the thing. Do you automatically assume after one episode like this that the kid needs counseling?
Well, it was two. She did it twice.
Well, she did 2 days in a row.
I'd probably say you inflicting pain on others, whether it be human, animal, people, places, things, whatever. Not normal. Definitely not normal.
No, it's definitely not.
Definitely worth a chit chat with someone.
So somebody just popped up on the text line and said, sounds like your daughter might have seen something on YouTube or TV that stuck with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because my kid once told me he wanted to feed the cat to a dragon after watching some fantasy cartoon. I would not panic about this. If your instincts are screaming something's off, you need to take your child to a therapist. There's no harm in checking, said Shannon. Yeah, because kids do say weird stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know how seriously you should take it, but if you're this scared about it, she probably saw Nemo or something on TV.
Right. Sharkbait, hoo-ha-ha. Yeah, for sure. But at the end of the day, like, if this is continuing to be a pattern, which it sounds like it happened 2 days in a row, so you should sit down and ask her, sweetie, where did this come from?
How does she know?
Mommy's concerned.
How would she know to make sure that the fish is bleeding in order to share it with the shark? She got it off something. She obviously saw that.
She's super
when is Shark Week?
It's actually like happening right now. It's super into National Geographic, obviously.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Please tell this mom not to worry. It sounds exactly like the kind of thing my daughter does. Yeah, after watching Finding Nemo. She doesn't understand blood or death. Just that sharks eat fish. Can someone tell this mom to get her kid help? Oh, this is coming in from another parent.
Shark Week starts on Sunday.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
can't wait.
It's all of next week.
I would not brush this off because as kids being weird. So if my kid tried to make a fish bleed twice, I would be calling a child psychologist immediately.
Right.
That's not imagination. That's disturbing.
It is quite disturbing, I will say. Also, talk to other parents that like maybe have been through something similar. If your kid has any,
you know, friends, talk to their parents. Hey, has little Johnny ever said, like, horrific things like this? See what they did with it. And if they have a rec for a great psychologist,
well, you can always, yeah, but wouldn't you get that referral from your pediatrician? Who sends you? You just start looking people up online?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think you necessarily, like, have to go to the doctor for that. I think you're just sort of like, hey, whatever. If somebody has a good experience.
Yeah, because I do know pediatricians are trained to look for early signs of behavioral concerns, if you will. We do have one. This is Catherine. She is actually a counselor. Hi, guys. Real quick. Listening this morning, a couple of thoughts and suggestions for the mom, but observe and document. Keep a simple journal of what your daughter says and her behavior. Note when it happens and what might trigger it. And also, open non-judgmental conversations. Ask your daughter gently where she got the idea of feeding a fish to a shark and what she thinks about it. Because sometimes kids just repeat stuff they hear without understanding, like we talked
about. Yeah, like have that conversation.
Thanks,
see
Catherine.
See what's to be said and go from there.
This is interesting because I think it's important to remember kids say and do weird stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Speaking from experience.
I know.
Sometimes it's imagination. And yes, sometimes it's a red flag.
You still do. But and you still do.
It is definitely important to pay attention to it. Mm-hmm.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.